There's a vast array of services available for senior citizens and people with disabilities throughout our region, but it can be a bit of a trick finding all of those services since they're offered by different agencies and organizations. And that's where Oregon's ADRC can help. ADRC is the Aging and Disability Resource Connection. It's managed a bit differently in different parts of the state. In the Rogue Valley, it's under the umbrella of Senior and Disability Services at the Rogue Valley Council of Governments. The boss of that program is Dave Toler, and he's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to be here. Thanks.
In a nutshell, Dave, what is ADRC there to do?
You know, you really set the table well, Jeff. In the past, there have been a whole web of agencies providing a variety of different services that help people who are aging, people with disabilities. Really difficult for people to know who to call. And for the first time, I think, ever, the ADRC provides a universal one gateway or one doorway, if you will, into every service and every piece of information and advice you could look for having to deal with those services, all through one phone number and one website. So it really is an effort that is succeeding, I think, greatly to simplify it for our consumers so that you don't have to know who to call. You just know the ADRC is there waiting to help you.
So the why of its existence is pretty clear. How long has it existed?
Well, it's actually a nationwide effort, Jeff, and there are various stages of development. Here in Oregon, we had four ADRCs, that is, that were established about 5 years ago up in the Willamette Valley. And then there's been an effort to expand the ADRC to cover the entire state of Oregon, and that probably will be achieved by next year. So throughout Oregon, there's a variety of stages of development. We're probably the fifth ADRC that's coming on to what you call fully functional status. We've been operating for about a year and a half in our area, and other areas of the state are just now kind of getting on the ground.
And so what have been some of the growing pains or the lessons learned in that first year and a half of operation?
Well, I think the need, I think, is real apparent to us. We started off just about, you know, as I said, about a year and a half ago, Jeff, you know, getting a few calls a month. We're now over 250 calls a month. So we've grown exponentially over the last 18 months or so, and we anticipate that that growth is going to continue. But the other thing that's unusual about our services, and many services, as you probably know, and the audience probably knows, there's an income. Often there's an income that determines whether you're eligible for a service, and that's true of many services. But when it comes to the ADRC and picking up that call and getting one-on-one consultation, that's for anybody. It doesn't matter. The other thing about ADRC, I think that's really important to know, Jeff, is who do we serve? And a lot of people immediately think that who we serve through the ADRC are people who are aging and people with disabilities. But in fact, over a third of our calls are actually from people who have parents who are aging or who have a loved one that has a disability. Maybe it's a brother or a sister or an aunt or an uncle. So when you start to include those are our consumers as well. You have an 80-year-old mom. She may live in your community. She may live miles away. You're beginning to grapple at realizing I need to start getting involved because she's really slowing down. Where do I get some help? You pick up the phone, you call ADRC, and that's, as I said, over a third of our calls are actually people who are not aging or people who do not have a disability.
Well, they're just finding out for somebody who is aging or does have a disability.
That's right. I mean, you know, when I go out and do a presentation on ADRC to a Rotary Club or whatever, I just simply say, you know, how many of you are 60 or older or have a parent that is 60 or older? And everybody in the whole room, of course, raises their hand. So I said, so you are a potential consumer of the ADRC.
Is there one phone number for ADRC across Oregon?
Yes, there is. Yeah, it is 1-855-673-2372, and they can also go on to the website, which is www.adrcoforegon.org.
Mm-hmm. ADRCofOregon.org, or 855-673-2372. We'll repeat that a few more times before the program's out. We're talking to Dave Toler, who is the Director of Senior and Disability Services at RVCOG, the Rogue Valley Council of Governments, about the Aging and Disability Resource Connection of Oregon. You can join us on the exchange. Different phone number, 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So ADRC itself is not a service provider. It's simply a sort of like an information booth, in a sense.
It's really both, Jeff. When you pick up the phone and you call, again, you maybe you've got concerns about mom or dad, or maybe it's a spouse that you live with. You pick up the phone, you'll get somebody here at our office who will answer that phone. A lot of people who call ADRC, Jeff, don't really know what they need. But what they do have is the story that they can tell. Whether it's about themselves or whether it's about a loved one, they do have a story to tell. And many times it's just telling that story to us that we can then start to draw resources that might be able to help them with that story. That is a very common circumstance. It's not just usually, you know, oh, I need this, I'm going to call ADRC. So in that conversation really can become, it can become simply referral. Someone calls and says, hey, I need to know about food stamps, who do I call? Or it may be telling that story. So that can end up being a 15, 20, or 30-minute conversation with one of our staff that really becomes some consultation. Then if that story and those resources, it becomes apparent that there needs to be more conversation, then one of the direct services of ADRC may be that we will refer you to one of our options counselors. Our options counselor will then give you a call and come out to your home and talk with you one-on-one, talk with family members with you to, again, hear the story, hear the concerns of everybody, and provide resources and help you come up with a plan, basically, and come up with solutions that will address whatever issue is facing you. So that is kind of a direct service of ADRC, is that one-on-one initial counseling on the phone and then potentially some options counseling. And then out of that will very likely lead to other resources, which either we may provide or a partner in the system may provide.
Are those options counselors available through all the ADRCs in Oregon, or is this something peculiar to the one that you administer?
Yes, they are available to all the ADRCs throughout Oregon. And it's one of the core elements of the ADRC is that options counseling. Sometimes it can be done over the phone, but often we actually go to the home. And sometimes it can be an hour or two. Sometimes it can take two or three of those sessions. Sometimes the issues are pretty complex. Sometimes there's more than one person involved. And so it can take some time, and that's what we're there for.
I have this vision that people who work in senior and disability services in Oregon have to have almost an encyclopedic knowledge of, because there's so many programs, it seems like, which is why the ADRC exists, to be the reference point. But even for the people who are staffing that reference point, that's a lot of knowledge to have at your fingertips and carry around, or just sort of know, like, well, let's see, I think we'd go here first.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank goodness for technology. We have a so on the back side of that website, we have a database that we continue to build, and we have to keep it maintained. So we have to refresh and update all of that data every year just to make sure that it's all accurate, because we want to make sure if we give you, of course, a resource and a contact, that it's an accurate one. So, you know, some agencies come and go, some programs change in larger agencies, and so that's quite a workload, but it's worth it, because you're absolutely right. We've got to have that encyclopedia of accurate information in order to provide that to the consumer. It's just so important. And I think that what we're so proud of here in Oregon, Jeff, is, you know, Oregon is a real leader in senior disability services in this nation. And it really is all about the client. If you notice, when I explain what we do, it's really all about your story, and it's really all about your choices It's not about us prescribing to you what you need to do. It really is up to you, and we're just here to help facilitate that situation. And it gets pretty complicated sometimes, because sometimes, as you might imagine, adult daughter or son may have a different perspective from a sibling about where mom or dad should be or how they should be living. It can get pretty complicated, pretty emotional. And we have those often counselors in the middle of all that. And it's always key, though, that if there is an aging person that's involved here, which of course there is ultimately, it is their decision. It is not, the son or the daughters who sometimes know best, but it is ultimately their decision. As long as they have full cognitive abilities, it's their choice, and we really respect that. That self-determination is a very important part of what we do.
If they're not in full possession of their faculties, though, this gets into some potential legal areas, and I do notice that legal help is one of the directions in which people can be sent from ADRC.
That is right. We do get involved in that as well, in helping to determine whether or not that's the case, and helping to find the resources begin the legal procedures to do that. So we're certainly there to help in those situations, Jeff, as well. Sometimes that is the case, but other times it's not, and that just gets to be a complicated situation. But we do the best we can, and most families, they work it out. It's not easy, but they work it out, and sometimes it involves grown children that are many miles away. And sometimes we'll do that options counseling through the distance on phone as well with them. We want to help address their concerns as well, but still always knowing that the end recipient is the one who calls the shots. Again, it's important.
Dave Toler is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is the Director of Senior and Disability Services at RVCOG, the Rogue Valley Council of Governments. We're talking about the Aging and Disability Resource Connection, or ADRC, and its availability across Oregon. And if you've been holding a pencil swearing at us for not giving the phone number again, it's 855-673-2372 for ADRC, 855-673-2372 or adrcoforegon.org. And Wolfgang of Sunny Valley found his way to our phone number, and he has a question for Dave Toler. Hi, Wolfgang. Wolfgang, go ahead. Wolfgang, go ahead. Yeah, you are. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. Hi there.
Hi. Turn the radio off, please.
Am I still here? Okay,
yes.
That's good. Question. I am right here.
So go ahead.
What happened? Okay.
You're listening to the radio. That's the problem. It's 10 seconds behind us.
No. I'm walking away from it.
Right.
Is that service free? And who funds the... Who funds the organization?
Okay, so what does it cost, and then who funds it? Thanks for that, Wolfgang. Dave?
Yeah, great question. So it is free. Yes, it is free for the call and the information and assistance that we give, as well as the options counseling. Obviously, some of the services may have a fee schedule if one actually is looking for some particular services. A lot of variation there in terms of eligibility. But that ADRC call is free, and those options counselors services free as well. And the funder is a combination of federal and state general fund dollars. Traditionally, the Older American Act has been a primary funder for providing information and assistance to folks. With the new development of the ADRC, we're really fortunate that the Oregon legislature has stepped up for the first time ever to support some of our services. And I think they recognize, again, where our demographics are going in this state. And again, that ADRC serves not just those that are aging and with disabilities, but the families who care as well. So they have also begun to invest into parts of the ADRC. For example, we do get some state funding for the options counseling.
You know, just an indication how it works, you can when you're looking for stuff at the ADRC site, you type in your zip code and a keyword. And I typed in my zip code and the keyword senior, and I got 146 different things up there. So
yeah.
A whole lot of stuff. Let's take a call from Steve and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Dave Toler.
Howdy, I wonder if this is just piling a bureaucracy on top of another bureaucracy, both tasked with doing the same services. Why isn't this just simply a part of senior and disabled, as opposed to being its own standalone bureaucracy?
All right, let's find out. Thanks, Steve.
Well, first of all, it is a part of senior disability services, Stephen, as well in Lane County as well. In fact, all of the ADRCs in Oregon are a part of the senior disability services. So it's really not so much a new program. It really is simplifying the connection for the consumer. So we have the same staff who do the components of the services that one may get with ADRC. The difference is that the consumer doesn't have to go through a maze of phone numbers and agencies to try to figure out who to call, typically making two or three calls before they land to the right agency. Now you call one number and it's a no wrong door. You're going to get there. We're going to get you there. We're going to find you the resources or listen to your story and then provide the services if you qualify and if you need them that are still there. There's no redundancy there at all. So we've simplified it for the consumer, and it's still connected to senior and disability services. No additional agencies.
Has your staffing had to come up for this, though? Because I can imagine that as you get busier, you're probably going to need more people to answer the phones.
Well, that is our biggest concern, Jeff, is that the success of the ADRC is inevitably going to mean a lot more people calling and potentially a lot more people being connected to those services. That is a big concern of ours. No, we haven't received a whole lot more funding to address that, but we know that's an issue that's coming, and hopefully the legislature and perhaps the federal government will hear that, because we know the needs out there, and we know the success is there because of the amount of calls is growing. So we are proving that the need is out there.
The web address again is adrcoforegon.org, adrcoforegon.org. The phone number, if you prefer to go that way, 855-673-2372, 855-673-2372. Dave Toler is Director of Senior and Disability Services at Rogue Valley Council of Governments, RVCOG. Thanks for talking to us today about the Aging and Disability Resource Connection.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, take care.